Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about the upcoming rocket launch this week. Starship SN9 has been slated to launch at the end of this week. And we can all remember SN8. SN8 will be loved and cherished forever because it made a believer out of so many people that thought SN8 couldn't do what it did. Launch was great. Engine cutoffs were great. It got to the right altitude. It belly flopped. It did the little flippy thing, that little whoop, the pendulum. Perfect. Landing didn't go too well, but that's okay. They cleaned it up. They cleaned up all the mess that SN8 made, and now they want to launch SN9. It's about 3 weeks ago that SN8 was launched, but now they want to launch SN9 on Friday. And they literally just poured the new pad from where SN8 decimated the original landing pad. They just did it less than 48 hours ago. So what the heck, SpaceX? This is crazy in a good way. So we're just waiting. You know, we're waiting just like everybody else is out there to see what's going to happen. So what to expect from this launch? So we know that SN8 went to 12.5K. We know that the engines worked pretty good as they could for the first launch test. Great. Okay, we know everything else. I already stated before, everything worked great. So what are they going to do with SN9 compared to SN8? And we've been having discussions back and forth about what's going to happen, how they're going to launch this thing, how high they're going to launch this thing, what they're going to do during the process. And we came up with a few simple things. Well, I guess one simple thing, which is do the same thing you did with SN8, because you have to prove that you can do that and land properly. So there are barely any differences between SN8 and SN9. There's a little bit of shielding, right? So reentry shielding for SN9, it's just a tiny bit, but they don't really need to test it. They just have to make sure that it works, you know, and that it can withstand the belly flop basically and not fly off and not burn up or anything like that. I'm sure it'll be fine, but the landing is what they need to stick, because we want to see the landing. You know, everyone wants to see the landing, and it's going to be really great if it does happen. And then with this test article, if they're done with this and they get everything perfect, it doesn't have to be perfect. It could be pretty close to perfect. SN10 is literally right around the corner from SN9. SN9 has a static fire tomorrow, like I said before. Mary has posted something on her Twitter about it, so you know it's legit. And the FAA has deemed SpaceX okay to fly SN9 from the land all the way to space coming up on Friday at 1400 UTC. That's the January 8th of 2021 to January 8th, 2021 at 2359 UTC.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So that's basically all day, and the altitude is from the surface to space. Does that mean SpaceX is going to launch this thing to space? Probably not. Like we said before, 12.5 is probably the way to go. And 15K, I mean, they might push it up to 15K. I mean, there's no reason not to, but there's also no reason to actually push it up to 15K because, I mean, they, but, so these are the things that we have to think about. 12.5K. SN8 made it perfect, right? Made it up to 12.5. Belly flop, everything was great. Landing, not so much. Could they push it up to 15K and do the same thing that SN8 did, but actually land the thing? Would they test that already? Or would they stay safe and do 12.5K first, make sure that is perfect, and then move on to 15K with SN10? Because like I said before, SN10 is literally right around the corner, ready to launch, and all they have to do is almost bring it out to the pad, you know, like that's pretty much it. And there's a few little things they have to do, but they also, you know, they're ready to move on from SN9 after this Friday's launch. So I want to make sure that everybody knows there's a link in the description of where to go watch it, because we're going to be hosting it live all day long, so make sure to check that out. Get reminders, get notifications, subscribe to the channel, etc., because this is going to be amazing. This is the stuff. Okay, so this is a little sidebar here. This is the stuff I wanted when I was a little kid, right? These things, like all the Starship stuff. Like, I wanted to see a Starship built. I want to see a spaceship built. And we actually get to see that. So how cool is it that we actually get to witness, and that SpaceX is so nice that they stream it and they show the whole process. They allow people like Lab Padre and other people in that region to actually film it. Like, that's insane. That's so cool. And that's the difference between SpaceX and a lot of their other competition, is that they're just like us. They love this stuff. They want to spread the good word of space exploration and human spaceflight. So the best way to do that is to have people film it, like other people like us, you know. So if you want to hang out with a bunch of other human spaceflight interested people, make sure to subscribe to the channel, of course, and check that link in the description so you can be ready for the launch on Friday. It's going to be an all-day event. It's going to be great, and we have some things planned. We're going to have some discussions about all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, so check that out. I'm so happy. I'm so excited that's happening so fast. It's literally less than a month from SN8, so I can't wait. Thanks for watching, guys. I just want to do this as a quick update stream, so, you know, kind of a stream of consciousness instead of a legit, like, news segment. So thanks for watching, guys. And I'll see you next time. I'll see you on Friday, too. Bye.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save